Bueller.
Hello, this is Ned Schnabler.
Mr. Feeney?
Hey, what is going on here?
Mr. Feeney!
Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. I'm landing.
Feeney!
Any more brain busters?
Where is Aaron right now?
Hello, and welcome to the Biz EDU podcast. My name is Mike McFadden, and I'm a business education teacher at Glenbrook South High School. For those of you that don't know, Biz EDU is the hashtag for business education online. The Biz EDU chat takes place the first and third Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time during the school year. For more information, check out sites.google.com/site/BizEDU chat. In this episode, I'll be recapping the chat that took place last October. Now you might be asking yourself, hey, it's June, why last October? Well, here's the thing. This is my first podcast ever. It's really just an experiment. That discussion is still relevant, and why not? Last October's podcast was moderated by Sean Crevier. You can follow him on Twitter at BizEdCrev. And the first question he asked was, how big is your school and what grades do you serve? Mr. Guthrie, at Mr. G Fact of the Day, responded, we are a school of about 500 in the high school, 300 in the middle school, 450-ish in the elementary school, and luckily there are three full-time business education teachers. Sean Crevier responded that we have 1,400 students and serve grades 9 through 12 at Vernon Hills High School. Ryan Harrison at 4R Harrison responded, 2,000 students and they serve grades 9 through 12. Question 2 was, what business courses is everyone teaching / offering at your schools? Jeanette Carlson at Mrs. J. Carlson responded that she teaches entrepreneurship, business management, personal finance, and InfoTech 2. That's quite a few preps. She also offers more as a department. I believe that there's a total of 18, she goes on to say. Mickey Mueller at Mickey underscore Mueller responded that they also offer Accounting 1, Accounting 2, Marketing, Sports Marketing, Hospitality, / tourism, business law, management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship. Ryan Harrison at 4R Harrison responded that we also offer sports marketing, marketing too, personal, money management, investments, and keyboarding. Question number 3 was, how many Biz EDU teachers do you have on staff now? And how has that changed over the last 5 years? Scott C. Ucellus at Mr. Ucellus responded that we have 3 full-time Biz EDU teachers. They used to have 4 until recently. Numbers are down, but I really like the kids I do have. Marsha Brummer at Marsha Brummer responded that they presently only have 1 teacher and have lost 1 teacher 2 years ago. Eric Pearson at ER underscore Pearson responded, we have 5 full-time teachers who teach a combo of Biz EDU and IT courses. Also have 1.5 marketing jobs. Question number 4 asked, are any of your classes required for graduation? Lauren Cart at LBS5179 responded, no business courses are required, but our principals require all 9th graders to take Intro to Computer Apps. Scott C. Ucellus at Mr. Ucellus responded, no business requirements to graduate. We have seen a drop in numbers, but we are creating a medical business program to combat. Exclamation point. Good luck with that. Mr. Guthrie at Mr. G Fact of the Day responded, we have a 0.5 credit personal planning and a 0.5 credit personal finance requirement. Microsoft, I assume Office, used to be required, but now only keyboarding is. Interesting trends in the business education world with Microsoft Office in particular. What's your average class size and what's your most popular class? That's question number 5. And Marsha Brummer at Marsha Brummer responded, 28, I believe, students with computers in the room, and it's full every single period. Sarah Bird at Sarah Lynn Bird responded that we have about 25 to 28 in a Biz EDU class. Jeanette Carlson at Mrs. J. Carlson responded, Average classes are 25 to 30. Marketing and personal finance are popular. Of course, I'm just looking at a couple highlights from this chat. A lot of these were repeated by others as well. Question number 6 asked, what department is business considered in your school, and who is your supervisor? Jeanette Carlson at Mrs. J. Carlson responded, we are also our own department. I am the department head, and then in parentheses, but really with no authority. My principal is our supervisor. Sean Crevier at Biz Ed Grev responded, our superintendent is a former Biz EDU teacher. He's so supportive of us as... of us and electives in general. He further went on to say that he's a department of one, the leftovers, aka the leftovers. They include Biz EDU, Family and Consumer Science, Applied Tech, and the library. I believe the supervisor supervises them all. Business fits in with the career education department, which includes agriculture, that's what I'm assuming AG stands for, Family and Consumer Science, and Industrial Tech. Sarah Bird at Sarah Lynn Bird responded, we are our own department and have good support from our curriculum director. He oversees math, science, and career and technical education for the entire district. Now, question 7, the final question is your school one-to-one? Are you headed there? This seems to be a rather relevant question these days. So without further ado, Mr. Duffett at Mr. spelled M-I-S-T-E-R, Duffett, D-U-F-F-E-T-T, responded, I teach one class where every student has an iPad. He loves connectivity, and it doesn't make CM any easier. I don't know what CM stands for in this context. Maybe somebody can fill me in on that in the next EDU chat. Mr. Guthrie at Mr. G, fact of the day, said, we are full BYOD 6 through 12. A lot of grumbling from the get-go, not surprising, but seems to be mostly positive at this point. I wish teachers used it more. Jeanette Carlson at Mrs. J. Carlson responded, we are not one-to-one, but I am piloting a classroom set of iPads, starting my second semester with them. Good luck with that. Ryan Harrison at 4R Harrison responded, we are not one-to-one, but the district is spending money on infrastructure for one-to-one to run well. Probably be one-to-one in the next 3 years. Very important to have a strong infrastructure. Nothing worse than having computers that don't work. Sean Crevier responded that we are not one-to-one, but have a lot of Chromebook carts throughout the building. There's talk, but no true plans to go there yet. Sarah Bird at Sarah Lynn Bird responded, we are not one-to-one. Our district is in the exploration phase. No commitments yet. That seems to be the case with almost every school district that is not one-to-one. Mickey Mueller at Mickey underscore Mueller responded that the junior high is one-to-one with iPad minis, and the HS has a Chromebook pilot now, and hope to go one-to-one next semester. That's it for October's Q&A. If you have any suggestions for future Biz EDU chat topics, write your questions on Twitter and include the hashtag BizEDU. That's B-U-S-E-D-U. This has been the first, and depending on the response I get from you, maybe last, episode of the Biz EDU podcast. I am Mike McFadden. Find me on Twitter at MJ McFadden. That's M-J-M-A-C-F-A-D-D-E-N. And let me know what you thought of the show. What did you like? What did you not like? How can I improve on the next show? Thanks for listening, and see you on the interwebs. Bueller.